Fossil hunter Brian Herbert is giving us a small glimpse of what Cape Breton may have looked like hundreds of millions of years ago. He found a fossil the size of a football along the cliffs in Point Oconee of what may be the earliest vertebrate plant eater ever found.
Geographically, if you can imagine, you'd be just above, you know, near the equator or just north of the equator. Hot, humid, tropical environment, lots of rivers and streams and freshwater lakes. It was a completely different environment. And when you imagine that type of environment, a lot of things can be fossilized or have a chance to be fossilized, being buried by all these small localized flooding events. And a river overfloods its banks, and there are ferns on the forest floor. That water and sediment will bury all those. And then, you know, small kids or adults, millions of years later in either Glace Bay or New Aberdeen or wherever, they flip over a rock and see a fern that came from that time period. They might not realize how old it is, but it's just as exciting to see something like that.
Paleontologist Dr. Jason Loxton of Cape Breton University is also the curator of the Cape Breton Fossil Center in Sydney Mines. Loxton and Herbert have been on many adventures together searching for petrified remains, and he explains how Cape Breton coal mining plays a role, and this is not his colleague's first time discovering such a treasure.
There's two, or really three, really important things. The first is that we're at a moment of time when the first really complete forest ecosystems has evolved. Like, these are soaring trees, you know, forests you could get lost within. And within there, complicated animals are emerging. And so Brian has actually contributed two major stories to those in the last decade. The first is the first example of a parent taking care of its baby, actually found living inside one of these trees. They die there, they're preserved there. And now we have an example of a animal that was very clearly eating vegetation. And you would think that that would maybe be where you start, but it's not. The first animals were actually eating each other. Only later did they learn how to actually eat the trees. And so partially it's this story of we have the right moment in time. But then there's the industrial part of the story, which is that we've been ripping hundreds of, you know, millions of tons of rocks out. And if you go to the fossil center, you will see the rocks categorized by what coal seam they're coming out of. So had we not had that industrial history, we just wouldn't have moved enough material to be able to actually look at this. And the third part is kind of connected to that, which is that not only do you have the right ecosystem at the right moment in time, but you have the right preservational environment. So the lands around Cape Breton were slowly sinking down, and that allowed sediment to build up and accumulate and importantly get preserved. It didn't just erode away afterwards. And so the same kind of mechanism geologically that preserved that coal for us also preserved the fossils that made up the coal and which are now making up these scientific discoveries.
The recent discovery is a four-legged animal with the right kind of teeth for a plant-based diet that lived about 320 million years ago. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.